Wakey, wakey, it's alarming climate news from Radio EcoShock.
A super cyclone, the strongest in 30 years, has hit northern Australia. Tropical Cyclone Larry brought incredible winds up to 180 miles an hour or 290 kilometers an hour. It was a Category 5 storm. Residents of the town of Innisfail compared the storm blast to being bombed. If sea surface temperatures continue to rise, coral reefs off East Africa will likely be dead in a few decades. A continuing drought on the western side of the Cape in South Africa has devastated crops there for a third straight year. Wheat production in the Western Cape has dropped by almost a half, and the country's total yield of wheat per acre has fallen dramatically in one of the key bread baskets that feed Africa. Farmers are blaming the bad weather. The Amazon continues to emit a thick plume of carbon into the atmosphere as mining and ranching humans invade the world's lungs and its treasure box of species. One-third of the world's species make their home in Amazonia. At an international climate conference in Brazil, scientists from Britain's Hadley Center predict the unraveling of the Amazon's delicate carbon balance. The forested heart of South America is already experiencing climate change as relative drought. As these lush forests experience dieback, their decomposition will release massive amounts of carbon already in oversupply. The prediction comes from on-the-ground reports, but also from a gigantic computer modeling and research project called Large-Scale Biosphere-Atmosphere Experiment in Amazonia, or LBA for short. 1,700 researchers are taking part. Satellite reconnaissance shows that 600 fires were started in the region each day on average last year. The rate of destruction has almost doubled in the past decade. For example, in a 12-month period in 2003 to 2004, 23,000 square miles of rainforest were destroyed. The Amazon is a giant source of transpiration, taking water from the ground, through plants, into the atmosphere for our global climate system. It is being destroyed by humans and by human-induced climate change. The government of Brazil continues to build thousands of miles of new roads, each of them a highway for the expanding population to travel, settle, slash, and burn. So far, there is no economic alternative for them or for the wild species falling extinct by the roadside. Meanwhile, the great glaciers of the Andes are melting at an alarming rate. At just the current rate, some famous South American glaciers will disappear within the next 7 years. Cities like Bolivia's capital, La Paz, depend on water from glacier melt to supply the population. Their glacier, called Chacaltea, will be gone in 8 years, just like the famous snow on Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. Much of the agriculture of the Andes depends upon ice and snow in the higher mountains, a water resource that is literally melting away. The Japan Times reports that global warming appears to be the cause of abnormal fruit development in that country. Growers are finding grapes that don't turn red and peaches with brownish flesh. Fruit farmers are becoming concerned about climate change. Fish migration and production off the coast of seafood-loving Korea has been disturbed by climate and ocean changes. Large stingrays, sharks, and even whales are showing up where they have never before been seen. Summer fish have been caught in November, while some winter fisheries are disappearing. The Korean East Sea pollock fishery catch was only 15 tons by last Christmas, down 98% from 1980 levels. Fishermen are disturbed by the changes in seasonal fisheries. An editorial in the Journal of Turkish Weekly wonders if a warmer world will mean Armageddon. Among their worries, bears are coming out of hibernation early in Estonia, and yet early this year, Algeria experienced its worst snowfall in 50 years. A World Wildlife Fund report released last November says a major link in the marine seafood chain, namely plankton in the Irish Sea, are being negatively affected by global warming. According to a study in the journal Bioscience, even gradual warming in the U.S. upper Midwest could cut the duck population in half by 2050. 50 to 80% of North America's ducks are born in a chain of 5 million small ponds, from the Dakotas and across the prairies in the northern Midwest states and Canada. It's called the Prairie Pothole Region, but as warming proceeds, these birthing grounds will dry up, according to extensive scientific study of 95 years of duck data and computer modeling of climate change impacts. An Australian ski resort has joined elements from the American ski industry to try and save the sport from snowless peaks. called Keep Winter Cool and Sustainable Slopes, these campaigns draw in affluent skiers and less affluent snowboarders to demand emissions reductions from their governments and from themselves. Studies done for the ski industry predict there will be half as much snow by the year 2050. Last year, the World Conservation Union reported that half of the world's coral reefs may die within the next 40 years unless they can be protected from climate change. Recent science indicates that climate change is now irreversible, as reported in the March 14, 2006 edition of the Independent newspaper. A key indicator, sea ice in the Arctic has failed to form for the second straight winter. Scientists conclude that the ice covering over the North Polar Seas will eventually disappear, reducing the Earth's reflectiveness and thus adding to the absorption of heat. The U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center reported that Arctic ice cover is the lowest seen since satellite monitoring began in 1979 and likely the lowest in the last 100 years or more. Despite worries about climate change, China plans to boost coal production to record levels, going for 18% more coal by the year 2010. China produced 2.2 billion tons last year, according to government statistics. During the last 5 years, Chinese coal production has grown by almost 70%. In the Eastern Economic Miracle, 76% of China's energy came from coal. They expect coal to rise to 80% of the newly industrialized economy by 2010. The United States counts on coal for 75% of its electricity production. Hang on to your hats and listen to Radio EcoShock for the latest environmental programs, www.ecoshock.org.